And let's begin here this hour by mentioning that I think the folks out there at the Roberts Park Fire Protection District, including Hickory Hills and Justice, they certainly like to take care of their own.
Yeah, well, it was a fire lieutenant. I saw this guy on the news, Clint Sanders. He was injured in a fire. It was right before Christmas, and man, he went into a fire and got burnt bad. And these guys supported him, and I thought it was interesting that they just, you know, somebody was with him 24/7. You know, I'm sure his family was there too, but one of the guys from the firehouse was with this guy for every step of the way. And they all took shifts and came in and just made sure he was doing well.
Just a quick correction. It happened on December 27th, Christmas season, obviously. He suffered internal burns to his lungs and I think third-degree burns to his hands. He was then taken in a terrible condition to Loyola. And as Ray said, everybody stood by him minute in and minute out all day long, all month long. And I think it should be commended.
Appreciate all the people that have looked out after me over the last couple of weeks. My family, my coworkers. The hospital staff has been amazing.
And after a month there at Loyola, the burn center, he's back home as of yesterday.
They say that he suffered third-degree burns, as you'd mentioned, John. But for some reason, they say that when it came to the burns on his face, he's got these, I guess we would call them, mutton chops or big sideburns. And they say those really, the sideburns, like all the NASCAR drivers have, that really, gave this guy a leg up in protecting his face.
It helped?
Yes.
Sideburns didn't act as an accelerant?
I would think they would, but they said that that's helped save his skin. Now I know last year, didn't you have third-degree burns on your feet?
I did. Got those from a steam apparatus in a shower because I suffer from neuropathy. I didn't realize what was happening, and I had my feet, both of them, right up against the steam jets.
Oh.
And these weren't underwater. These were in a shower situation. Yeah, I had third-degree burns, second and third-degree burns on both of my feet. It takes a long time to recover from that, and wish this guy the very best. Obviously, he was injured far more severely than I was. I just spent a number of hours initially in the emergency room, and then they sent me home. But it was a long recovery.
Pretty neat scene to see a lot of fire apparatus and trucks kind of escort this guy into his neighborhood and get him into his house and wish him a continued recovery. It was a good story.
Lieutenant Clint Sanders joined the volunteer fire department, or as a volunteer, when he was 16 years old. He is now 44. He's been with the department 28 years. His wife is happy as well.
We're good. We're overwhelmed. The support has been beyond amazing. It's truly a family.
Here is Roberts Park Fire Protection District Chief Jeff Ketchin.
We often hear the fire service being referred to as a brotherhood. This is the best example I can give you of what that means. These are truly his brothers and sisters.
You know, we should mention as a sidebar here, but I think it's appropriate. Our old colleague, she's not old, excuse me, our former colleague, Trish Biondo, her entire family, the Biondos, are former or current Chicago firefighters.
Yeah, this seems to be one of the only professions where, you said he became a volunteer and he started to get interested at 16. For some reason, if you're a paramedic or fireman, it's something that you were made to do, and you knew you were going to do it from the eighth grade. It's something. So thanks to Petey and Barry and the Biondos for all their service.
And I used to have to yell through the speakers, her father, who ran on those fire trucks for years. It was very hard of hearing because of the sirens and the bells. Hello to the Biondo family.
Hi, Mr. Biondo.
My cousin joined the fire department in my little Michigan home area when he was very, very young. And those guys are kind of adrenaline junkies, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he went on to ride with the county sheriff. He was also an EMT. He was also the scuba diver for the county, those type of operations. And to this day, he's our go-to guy if we need anything taken care of. So we congratulate the fine folks out there at the Roberts Fire Protection District. And Clint Sanders, welcome back home.
Everybody's got each other's backs, and that's what we do, no matter what the consequence.